drinking some wine and having some honey. I just want to explain it. That's the Bible. I just wanted to share something with you in the Bible. The Paul telling Timothy, don't forget to have a small glass of wine or something in your stomach. And he didn't say anything. It says over and over again, have some honey. And I would believe it wouldn't be in there if it wasn't something that we should try to do. And just try to understand that that's God. And not asking anybody to drink it, but you can get wine that's not aged. But it's not, and I say wine and honey, not like we do the bread and the wine. It's not a symbol. It says wine and honey. So I'm taking that and just I share it with you because I wanted you to know more about what the Bible says and different ways. And I want you to try that. Just get some honey, take some, and just try that. Amen? Because not to worry about you. You see people drinking in the world. Don't worry about that. Don't surround, just surround yourself with God. And when you do it, God, say, Lord, I'm going to take a sip of this unto you. And then you're doing something according to the Word of God. This is what you want to do.
Honey has always been looked upon throughout the ages as the nectar of God.
Amen. It's not only around the ages, it's in the Old Testament, right from the beginning. So, thank you, Lord. Trust in the Lord to do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Brothers and sisters, delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Lord, thank you for this beautiful day, this day of excitement, this day of joy, this day of fellowship and song, and the words, Lord, that we spoke today, and the words that we read from you. Thank you, Lord. I pray that it moves these people, Lord, to different places, that they might partake, Lord, that they accept the gift that you gave of your life, and they want to partake of that. They receive it now, Lord, and they receive that gift and want to share it with others, Lord, that they want to give to others to receive the goodness. We need to share the goodness together, Lord. We need more of you. I pray for more of you in their lives, Lord. I pray when they need you, Lord, they accept more of you, that they remove the things that keep you from their lives, Lord, and they let you fill that hole. Thank you, Lord, for who you are, because when you come into our lives, it's always good. Thank you for the blessings of this day, Lord. Thank you for keeping us safe. Thank you, Lord, for this church and this body, this beautiful day. Thank those people who came today to give us that joy with their cameras and with their love and their fellowship, Lord. We are so blessed, Lord. We want more. We, Lord, want this church to be on fire for you. We want this church to be the living Word. The living Word, church, right here, where we live your Word, Lord. And we grow stronger each day. In Jesus' name I pray. And we say amen and amen. God bless you and thank you for making this.
You have made him a little lower than the angels. You have crowned him with glory and honor. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? He is mindful of us. He created everything. He created the universe, the stars, the galaxy, the moon, the sun, the planets, the earth, the seas. Yet he is mindful of us. He loves us. Amen. Say it again. God loves you. Say, God loves you. That's why you go to church. You go to church to grow closer to God, amen? Not to grow closer to the person on the platform. You listen to the teacher. You listen to the shepherd. I'm just a shepherd giving you the word, amen? Trying to keep you grounded. We're trying to keep you straight each and every Sunday. But we need to know that God loves you. He loves you, and he doesn't want to change you. We played our music this morning. I played my guitar, and Greg played his guitar, my wife sang. He didn't take our music away from us. He gave us other places to play that were so much more meaningful. Amen. God's not one to take away. He's one to add, only when you're ready to partake. Are you ready to partake?
Yes.
Thanks, God.
We got prayer testimonies, and we ask on Sundays, aren't we? Every Sunday we ask if anybody has a testimony they want to share with others, because the Bible says we should share the good things that God does to lift each other up. Because we don't know who's going through life and who's getting, and somebody else might say something out of the blue that somebody else is praying about, and they say, see, God does answer that prayer, amen? You know, my wife, we were with the Boy Scouts last Sunday, Saturday, and she had an accident on her. We were playing with the Boy Scouts and having a wonderful time. She fell back on the grass. Simply that, she broke her wrist in two different places. And we went to the hospital, and the blessing, the doctor on the call, he's only on the call once every 5 weeks, is a doctor who worked with the Philadelphia 76ers basketball team, who worked with the Philadelphia Ballet, and just we were just blessed to have him do the surgery on Wednesday. See, things happen to Christians, and we all know things happen to Christians. And I tell you, when that happened, So you got to take every day and you want to be with God and you want to be with your family and you want to love each other, amen? But you have the love of God inside you, and that's how it continues. That's how you grow strong, amen? Because in the blink of an eye, you saw a tragedy. I saw those people out on the bus. They went on a bus trip from another church this past week, and the bus hit a truck, and those people passed away. You say, well, how did that happen? They believe in God. See, because we're living here at this time, amen? Our time is going to be with Him after, amen? The resurrection gave us life eternally, amen? But on this earth, things happen. The devil has his way, and accidents and things happen. That's why when I saw her on the ground, I didn't think anything until I saw her hand, and I realized, in a blink of an eye, your day can change. And that's why you want more of God. That's why you want to tell more people about God. That's why you want to have strength, because we've got strength to face it, amen? Face it. Mary and I have a wonderful testimony. A wonderful testimony. She went into the hospital and had her surgery.
Yep, she came out fine.
And they were worried about lymph nodes, and they were worried about radiation, they were worried about chemotherapy. The doctor and the God's hands took care of it in one time. They took the thyroid out and were believing for the rest to be absolutely cured. She had
no nodules on her lymph nodes.
No, nothing, no nodules on her lymph nodes. When the world would say, you can't be in peace, you know? That's the strength. And then seeing God and coming back and saying, you know, those prayers really work. Amen? That's why you go to church. That's why you go to church. It doesn't matter what church, as long as you're talking about who. And as long as we're reading out of this book, amen? That's why we share testimonies. That's why we pray for one another. We lift each other up. And we become a family. You all know your family together, everybody left and right. These are your family members over here now. God promised you, if you leave your family, He'll give you a new one. But when you leave your family to draw closer to God, you know what does behind you? It draws your family behind you. You might not see it right away. My mother didn't see it, but it draws people to God. And God fixes things that we can't fix. How do you know that? And you always say, I don't know what I can do. I can't fix it. But God fixes things we can't fix. You've got to have the faith and the strength to stand on God. And He will keep you at peace. Amen? Let's just pray together this morning. Pray in your heart. Pray in each heart because God loves us all. Talk to God for a minute. Pray for our ministry. Pray for our nation and our friends and the service, the people who sacrifice it. But pray in your heart. Talk to God. Just pray for a minute. Amen.
When you give, you receive. That's the spiritual. That's the spiritual law. And then when you give, you receive joy. How many times have you given something to somebody, you see the look on their face, and you had more joy than the people got? Amen? When you give, you get joy. You receive joy. But there's one more thing you have to do. There's one thing for it. The word is partake. How many partake? You got to partake. If I said to you, until you taste how good something is, you can never really know. Amen? If I told you that George Mingo makes the best possible noodle soup that I've ever had in my life, and you never tasted it, would you know? You'd say, well, that sounds good. Until you taste how good his soup is. And then you'll say, my God, he makes the best possible noodle I've ever had. And then what? You partake. And then when you go over here, you're going to tell Phil, you got to try the soup because it's really good. And then what are you doing? You're giving and taking and receiving, and you're partaking. Amen? We forget to partake. We got to do that. God sets a family in front of you each day. Each day. Like there's miracles flying around every day for you. Whether you grab them to them, see them or not. Sometimes you got to see the, like I see the rain falling this morning. That's a miracle. I see the blue sky. I say, thank you, Lord, for the miracle. The trees are changing colors now. I say, thank you, Lord, for the miracle. Amen? There's miracles around us all the time. But God sets a banquet for us every day. But we must partake of it. You must learn to take from God what he has blessed you to give. Amen. But we must, only then, when you find out and you pray to God on this path, and God does something good and you share that with somebody, you're sharing with God. You're sharing with him. And the other person is going to partake of that when they find out how good it is. And when you find out how good God is in your life, amen, what are you going to do? When somebody calls you and says, oh, I got a bad report from the doctor, what are you going to do? And when they taste that God is good, they're going to share the word. Amen. We need to partake together. We need to understand that if there's more to doing than just receiving the blessing they're giving, we need to share it and be a part of it. You want to be a part of that. Amen. You want a church on fire? Let me hear you. You said yes before. You want a church on fire? We need to partake in God's faith. How many times did you tell somebody about your favorite restaurant? Hundreds of times. Oh, I got this Italian restaurant. Share God with them, amen? He's not a secret. He's not in a box. He doesn't live in one church. He doesn't live in a denomination. He's here for us, amen? He died for us, amen? And so we need to share that. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Joy. We're going to talk about joy, too. In order to receive, I'm going to say it one more time. In order to receive, what do you have to do? Hallelujah. Something else. I tell my brothers and sisters. And you see a lot. Somebody says, oh, I got a 10. Join me, great. They say, no, I really don't. I don't. You reduce blessing. When somebody wants to bless you, or Mr. Bush blessed me this morning with something that he knows will mean a lot to me. He took a clipping of the baseball out of the newspaper about Mariano Rivera retired, put it in a frame with glass around it, the whole article and picture of Mariano the last day. And he gave that to me. It's something I'll remember forever. And he gave that to me. And he blessed. I could have said, oh, I don't know what to say. Or you could refuse somebody says, I got a coat for you, a pair of shoes for you. Or I got something. I you say, oh, no, I don't need it. You know what you just done? You just stole that person's blessing. Somebody wants to give you something and you don't take it. Then they didn't give you anything, did they? And then they didn't give you anything, then they don't what? Receive. So when you take the gift, you give them joy. And when they see your joy from the gift that you gave them, they get what? Joy. Amen? Hallelujah. Don't refuse blessings. Jesus gave all. Amen? He died on the cross for us. He died for us. We must learn to receive what he gave for us. He gave his life for us. We must learn to receive it. To receive it. To be able to share it, we need to receive it and say, I know he died for me. I know that he sits at the right hand of his Father. I know that he loves me. And I need to share that because he did it for me. I want to share that. Hallelujah. To give brings joy. When you see the joy and excitement in the eyes of one who receives it, it brings joy.
do. When you receive from your giving thanks and love appreciation, it brings what? Joy. That makes you want to do what? Give more. How many times have we talked about your child, your granddaughter, your friend? When you give something to a child and they see the excitement in your eye, they're so thrilled with what you just gave them that they can't stop thinking. Oh, this is so beautiful. Oh, thank you, man. This is, oh, I love it. And they're so happy. And they're showing all the friends. Look at that baby. What does Hannah want to do? Go on, give him more, amen? When you got a child or a friend who appreciates, maybe I showed somebody something on the guitar and they got all excited and they said, oh, Larry, show me how to play something. And what about Larry? I don't want to show him something else, man. Because he's bragging about me and he's all happy and he brought me joy. And I want to help him learn more, amen? Amen. And she wanted to give more. Hallelujah. God is like that. Here, God is like that. When you say, thank you, Lord, for the blue sky, you say, you know what, I got to give you. You just thank me. He gave me thanks. I got to give you some back. Because when you give, what happens? You receive. The Bible says that you receive. Shake it out, press together. If you don't have that joy, shake it out, press together, let it go. You've got to say, God, help me find it. I know it's there. I know it's out there for me because you promised me. But I got to find it, Lord. Help me to see it. That joy. Amen? I want to have joy. I want to release all the burdens that keep me from knowing you better. Hallelujah. When you give somebody kindness, when you smile at somebody, you ever get a smile back? I do all the time. Like whether it's the supermarket or the Dunkin' Donuts, they get something and they remember you. We go to the Dunkin' Donuts and the guy asks me, I mean, the guy says, every week, hey, how's your granddaughter? How's your wife? I'm like, this guy's great. Because we became friends, amen? I gave him a smile at the counter. When you give somebody kindness, when you give kindness, not when you give kindness, what happens? You get kindness back, amen? When you give them a comfort. Somebody lifts you up when you're down. How many have ever been down? Amen? Somebody else lifts you up. Lifts you up. Makes you feel good. Somebody lifts me up, and it makes you feel good. You receive that. You receive that. So when somebody else is down, what's the first thing you want to say to them? And somebody comes down and they make me feel good. They help me, look me up. And my friend is like, I'm going to lift him up. Amen? That's giving and receiving. Partaking. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now, I heard somebody on TV this week. They're arguing about whether Jesus was to be liberal or conservative or libertarian or whatever. And I just smiled. And I think of what God the Father said when Moses said, well, who should I say? Told me that all this, and God the Father said, I am that I am. That was it. So Jesus is, he is, that he is. Amen. So if somebody says, well, what is he, liberal or conservative? I say, he is what he is to you. If you're the liberalist person or the conservative most person, he is that to you. Amen. Because he made you. Will he make you? He made you to be who you are. Amen. So he's not going to change you. So he's going to be to you what you need him to be so that you can draw closer to God. Remember, it says, lean not on your own understanding. And the Bible talks about your opinion. The Bible doesn't care about your opinion. Amen. God doesn't care about your opinion. So it doesn't matter what your opinion is to God. So when you try to say, well, what's he going to be? He's going to be to you exactly who you are. You understand what I'm saying? He loves you. So whatever you mind, wherever you move, whatever, that's what he is to you. He's God, amen? He is, that he is. He's Jesus. Sitting at the right hand of the Father, gave his life for us. He doesn't care who you vote for. You understand? He wants to know who you are. He wants to know who's in your life. He wants to know how you are to other people, amen? That's God. Hallelujah. Now you want to know why. From 1 John 1:4, for those of you who have a Bible you want to write down, bring in your pens to say second congregational name. Bring in a pass by everybody that have pens to write and bring a Bible in or you write on the back of Marilyn's bulletin. Mom, she doesn't get mad. A good sermon is only good if it touches you. I can give the greatest sermon, talk great words, depending on $25 words, but if they didn't move you, you can leave here and say, well, that was okay, that
was good.
That's why you're here. Amen. 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 Am
understand. I want you to understand where you can be with God. No matter your circumstances, no matter who you work with, no matter where you're going to school, no matter what jobs, no matter where you are, you can be this with God. This is because it's always between you and God. You surround yourself with heathens and atheists. It's not that. You can be in a room full of atheists, and you love God, He's right there with you. He's sitting right there with you. Saying, people think they don't love Him. I love that. So just let them be who they are, knowing that I have you surrounded. I love them. Do your work unto me. Because if we give as to God, when we give as to God, when we do our giving to Him, giving to our friends, but from our heart, we receive as from God. Amen. You don't want to receive your rewards from man. Trust me. When God rewards you, then you want to say, I want all my rewards from God. Have a taste of that. When God does something in your life and you know that it was God, you say, I want more of that. When somebody comes back into your life that you thought was never going to come back into your life, or you made friends with people you didn't know that were your enemies, they were enemies and you're arguing, and all of a sudden they're not arguing anymore, and you say, only God can do that. Then you start to say, I want that. We saw Mariano Rivera play baseball, so I tell everybody about Mariano. I saw him play, amen. We saw big hockey, the Red Sox people. Some people here saw Ted Williams. Some people here saw Babe Ruth, amen. We saw him, so you tell other people about it. People today never saw Babe Ruth. So I saw him, the greatest player you ever saw. You go back in history to all the people. Anybody here ever see George Washington? No. But we read about him because somebody else saw him, amen. Somebody else wrote about him. He said somebody else talked about him, amen. So it's no different. This book right here. There's no difference. No difference. Let me read that. That which was from the beginning, John is saying, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled concerning the word of life. The life was manifested and we have seen and bear witness. And he gave you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to us. He's saying that which we have seen and heard, we declare to you. We declare to you. They see that. They talk to that. That you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And these things we write to you that in the joy may be full. Anybody have full joy yet? You want it? We're starting. Hallelujah. I'm going to go back to the Gospel of John, 16. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You don't have to be quiet, brothers and sisters. This is a good house. My house is yours. You can smile and breathe. Trust me. Nobody's going to be ours. Jesus speaking to the disciples. This is what he says. A little while and you will not see me. And in a little while and you will see me because I go to the Father. Then some of his disciples said among themselves, now you say sometimes that you doubt. I understand that the disciples doubted also, amen? They're just like you. They doubted. His brother doubted. James was with Jesus and doubted who Jesus was. So let the doubt go, but understand that it's okay to come to the table. I doubted what it was. This is so ridiculous. And he said, what is that he said to us? A little while you will not see me, and again a little while you will see me. And because I go to the Father? They said, therefore, what is this he says? A little while. We do not know what he's saying. Now Jesus moved into the desire to ask him. And he said, are you inquiring among yourselves about what I said? Isn't that like man to talk about themselves about God? They're going to have a discussion about God and come up with the answer and they didn't even talk about it, amen? We do that all the time. Men do that all the time. I say it all the time. Oh, I know what God wants, but did you talk to him? No. A little while and you will not see me, and again a little while you will see me. Jesus said, most assuredly I say to you, that you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. Who's the world? And you will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will be turned into what? Joy. Amen. A woman, when she is in labor, I don't know about this, but you can trust me, ladies. A woman, when she is in labor, has sorrow because her hour has come. But as soon as she has given birth to the child, she no longer remembers the anguish for joy that a human being has been born into the world. Therefore, you do not have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and your joy no one will take from you. And in that day you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. And Jesus said, until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. Let your joy may be full. Hallelujah. Thank you. How many want to look full? You really want to change? How many want a church on fire? You want to go to a church on fire? I mean, you want to go to church in the Word? Then let's hear the fire. Let it go. Give him praise this way. This is 1 Corinthians 3, 5. Who then is Paul? And who is Apollos? But ministers to whom you believe, as the Lord gave each one, as I am a minister to you believe. I planted, Paul is saying, I planted this seed, and Apollos watered the seed. In other words, he was teaching. Paul started it, Apollos was planting, he was watering, he was giving it. And he said, but then neither he who plants is anything, nor he who waters. But God who gives the increase. Amen? Neither I who water, and whoever started this church or planted this church, I will be nothing. But it's God who gives the increase. Now he who plants and he who waters are one. And each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor. For this is who you are. This is who you are. 1 Corinthians 3:9. For we are God's fellow workers, and you are God's field. You are God's building. Amen? You are God's building. You are God's building. Not the church. You are God's building. You are the family. Hallelujah. How many want to become partakers? I know you all do. How many of you love Jesus? You love him. How many want to love? Say, I don't know. I got to try to love him. I don't know it, but I really want to try to love him. Would you do something for me this morning? Would you repeat after me? Jesus, thank you for what you gave for us.
You gave
your life
to save us from sin.
You set us free. And you gave to us a place for hope. Not only in this life, but forever with you.
Not only in this life, but forever with you.
Say, help us, Lord, to learn and receive.
Help us, Lord, to learn and receive.
Lead us and guide us to become partakers with you.
Lead us and guide us to become partakers with you.
To tell others about you.
Tell others about you.
To love you.
To love you.
To know more about what each day. Say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just say, I am your
Lord.
Hallelujah. As I receive your gift, I will share it with others so that they may know you. And they know you, and our joy may be full. Amen. We want your joy full. Brothers and sisters, you just said the prayer of salvation. You probably said it many times before. You probably thought about it many times before. What you just gave to me, what you just gave to God, it's simply a prayer of salvation. Because the Bible says we believe in him.